and Govinda Maharaj.
Oh, he is eternally there. He is always there.
Guru Maharaj, Prabhupada's address towards his disciple. He amad vipududharan bandhugam. Oh, my friends, that saved me from my danger, a dangerous position. Reminds me about you. You are expecting to hear something about the Lord, but that is not very cheap. Just as ordinary circumstances and environment attracts us towards them, invites for enjoyment here. They give invitation, come and enjoy me. So also the opposite side, Yoga Maya, tending to keep our standard up to a particular standard of God consciousness, Krishna consciousness. I feel that you are enforcing me to come to such a level that I can connect with Krishna consciousness. Forcing me. The kirtan has been recommended. We can't talk any nonsense in the name of God consciousness generally. I shall have to rise high up as much as possible to catch Krishna consciousness. So kirtan has been recommended. It is very difficult to capture the mind. Only responsibility can utilize it. Otherwise, we are unmindful. We may engage ourselves here and there. But we must be alert if some responsibility is there. So, there's responsibility. This kirtan has this peculiarity: when we start to talk, we cannot but be all attention as far as possible for one. So kirtan, to control the mind, to engage the mind also in the in job, in smaran, our mind may wander anywhere elsewhere, but the hand may automatically go on with counting beats. So Mahaprabhu led stress in kirtan, and our Guru Maharaj also, he found out that principle very keenly. So his policy was always to keep us alert to this standard. By kirtan, go on, preach. Can't talk irrelevant, you must be at your best attention when you are talking with others, and talk about Krishna and nothing else. Try your best to keep up floating on the level of Krishna consciousness so far as you have experienced, understood, heard, read, try to be there. Kirtan. So, audience, helping person who wants to say something, represent something about Krishna consciousness. They are trying to draw his attention about Krishna, and in that way can't talk nonsense consciously. Krishna consciousness. Adhukshaja, superseding our world of experience to get something. But God, from the line of revelation, Urdhamunda madhasaka masrathang prahurabhayang, in Bhagavad Gita we find the root is above the Shastra, what comes in the form of Krishna consciousness. It is compared with the tree whose root is above and the branches are below. Urdhamula madhasakam asatthan prahurabhan, knowledge is such. From there it is coming, from transcendental quarter above the knowledge that is revealed scriptures, or many persons who has got that sort of experience, consciousness, is coming from above. Not product of sense experience here. However fine it may be, it does not come from here. It must have to come from above. Aham hi sarva yogyanam bhukta cha prahuri vacha. God itself, to satisfy Him, the finest and the highest entity, it must to come from Him, and we have to obey. We have to obey that. So, not only selflessness, but only surrendering to the highest point, and through agents also, sometimes, many times, scripture. So find adhukshaja. We must always be conscious of this fact. Srimad Bhagavatam used this word, very favorite expression of Srimad Bhagavatam, adhukshaja. Adhukshaja, adhakritam indriyajam kena. The knowledge that has forcibly kept us below. Adha means below. That transcendental, superseding knowledge that always keeps us below the standard. That knowledge, adhukshaja, is always of such nature. What to do? Only through faith we can contact with Him. All our experience that wants to verify whatever comes to our knowledge, our senses wants to verify it. But it's independent of all verification by our senses or mental experience. Adhukshaja, still we keep ourselves to that standard. I have finished my aspiration after whatever is under my senses, including my mind and intelligence. They all fail. If anything superseding, I have come for that. I have come for that superior substance which hitherto I have no experience. Adhukshaja. Yato bhakti radhukshaji. Give up. the standard of your inquisitiveness to that standard. That whatever comes under the jurisdiction of your senses, you always neglect them and try to search for something else which is not yours, to keep up with the finest knowledge, finest type of knowledge, that when extended to your level, you can feel somewhat, and withdrawn, you are nowhere. Such knowledge, such plane of fine knowledge, that is super subjective. Subject as we are, we are well practiced. You know, we are the subject, I am the monarch of all my subjects. I am the a man who have experiences of all things. But I am the object and the subjective substance is there, I am told. And that is more efficient, powerful, and controlling in every way, superior. I am thirsty to have something about that thing. That is a domain of Hukshaja. I am after that. And only through expectant, all expectant attitude, surrendering, and praying for the service of. Service cannot make themselves the object of my senses and utilize according to my whim. This standard in our search always should be kept with great attention as much as we command. Command. Adhukshaja. What we have come for, that is in the plane of Adhukshaja. Not at our own pleasure. We can connect with that. And it is not that our reason will be satisfied. He is compelled to satisfy our reason. That is also not. What little portion of the world we have got, and we have generalized some truth from them, and we have to say it is reason, it is intelligence. That intelligence that is applied to a particular jurisdiction only. So, this intelligence, buddhi also cannot say above all something. New light will be extended and then we have to find out how it is possible. How it is possible. In what way it is possible. Ever new. All the subtlest material conveyance is the sound, name, shabda, medium. That is the finest here, and that is the gross, most gross there. Through that, through shabda, vid, sound, through ear. Ear should control through the sound all your attempts and endeavors. Sutrikhita patha. Try to find, try to engage all your senses, including your eye, under the advice of the ear. It is applied through the ear, through the sound, and you have to find out how you can connect with that. It is possible through the sound. So, Deep Goswami Prabhu has given us this process. Nam, we have to go on with Nam, the name, practicing taking the name, but with reverent attitude, Sivan Mukh. Then, suddenly, some eye experience will come from that ear experience. A new type eye experience. Rupasya Spuranam Bhavati. Not this stale and fake experience of the eye of this world, but something else that will come As if from the sound, the name Rupa Shishaswara. Sphrite Charupi Gunanang Swaranam. Then, again, the roop, the color, the figure that will reveal you in the next stage about the quality of that thing. First sound, then eye experience, then gun, our mind experience, gunanang swaranam. Then paraphernalia, out of relativity, divine relativity, it will descend to our consciousness. Then past tense, lila, the function between the paraphernalia and the center. And we are told that we may find that my representation is also there. I am also represented in my finest form in that place, in the Adhukshajaram, inconceivable. My own identity also there is in something like inconceivable, to this extent in comparison with our position here. That is also Ashcharyam in Gita Bhagavad, it is there. If we can find out our soul, our own soul, which we are, really, a drop of superior consciousness, a particle of superior consciousness, to a soul level, lower level of consciousness, that if we are to find our own self in its real position, we would be astounded. What is this myself? Myself is such. And I was thinking, I was a slave to these material forces in this world, attracted by them, slave. But it is so independent, so high, so diabolically, revolutionary, another thing. A member of other world. Member of the other world. Not the world I am experiencing, not a particle of that. Ashcharyat paschati kashti genam, ashcharyat bharati tathaiva janna, ashcharyat chanyamanna srinoti, sutta penam vedana chaiva kashti. This is told only about our teeny soul, which we are really. So we are dispossessed of our own position, and that is so astounding. And what to speak of the higher subjective, how wonderful is that? So we should be prepared for that line. The line is going that direction. All astounding. Coming with new attributes and new hopes, new prospects, new possibilities. So how much attention we have to give? Wholesale surrender. Completely dedicated, then we can have a little glimpse to have. Then the development there, the specification, differentiation. Only in general conception we have to raise ourselves to so high, otherwise all will be imagination. Imagination and imitation, that will be. But real connection, if we want to have that saranagati, surrender, dedication, die to the dissolution of the black box of the ego of separate interests that within us. Vidyati, Vidyayagranti, that is our worst enemy, the ego. The ego, the depot, where so many thoughts and ideas are in stock, about so many ambitions in this world, in my own interest, so-called interest, that ahankar, that has separated me from the infinite. that ahankar, that ego, and anyhow that must be, that has to be dissolved. Our, if our search is real, bona fide, then the ego must have to go, and we have to identify ourselves with the general ego in the world, and which is going on according to the goodwill of the Supreme Center, Supreme Good. General idea, approach will be that, and details there are many we have to discuss, we have to learn, you know. Sajatiya Sayasnikti Sadhu Sangha Satruvari. And we are advised that I should keep association of same nature but superior to me, of the same line of thinking, same line of aspiration, spiritual aspiration, but superior to me. Such company, such association is desirable and effective, most effective for us. General qualification about the search of Krishna, the Supreme Lord, who is beyond his nature, bhakti's nature, devotional nature is this, and it is taking us to nirguna, guna sattarajatama, guna, that enters into separate interest. There is also separate interest within the real interest of the Absolute, Yoga Maya, but that is completely, perfectly different to us. Different to us. Respective beauty are distributed to us, and we have to mind about that and go on. That is another type of ego, duty, responsibility given for the service, but all coming from the center and not sprung up from the separate interest. Separate interest, ahankar, that is our greatest enemy, and we shall try to get out of that. How can I do? We shall have to promise I won't obey my own direction. I shall fully throw myself to obey the direction of the higher. Vaishnava Das, I must not be director, but I shall be under direction. Direction. So far, as a director, I am wandering in the world. But now I begin a life directed by the higher source. And I shall only obey. I shall have to practice the duty of a servant. I want to be a true servant. It is our necessity to become a true servant and to find out the master, the healthy master whom we serve. And we shall always welcome service, and not that I shall order and the others will carry out. That process is very dangerous to us. And following that process we have come down. And the servant, become a good servant, sincere servant of the Supreme Authority. Practice that anyhow. And in the good cause of the world, that is recommended by Mahaprabhu, engage yourself busily under the direction general by me, whoever you find, you talk him about Krishna. Bodhayanta parasparam kathayanta astamang nittam tushyanti ja ramanti ja. You will find the desired result you are searching after. Only become a good servant and never a master. Always. Not servant, not to any agent of, like you, in the member of the world of enjoyment and renunciation, but servant of the servant of the servant of the servant, try to enter into that world, where service, servantship, that is very hankering there. All thirsty for seeking service. Servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. The service is so admired, so appreciated in that world. The servant of the servant of the servant of the servant. And that is more paying, more gaining to become servant than to be master. Here we are practiced in such a life that we are afraid to be a servant. We always want or think that by mastership we gain. We are gainers by mastership. But we have to forget that totally. And if we want superior connection, surely, then we shall have to practice to become a servant, sincere and real servant. The mentality of a servant, that is very rare to be found, to become a good servant, sincere servant. That sort of training and that sort of aspiration we shall try to acquire to become a servant. But we are accustomed to take the position of a director, but not that. That is our enemy. If we want higher and higher and higher association by plane of life, then we shall try to become a good servant. Servant mentality. And that has got no end. Because there's conscious, calculative, and then spontaneous. Spontaneous and very sweet. It will be in Vrindavan stage. In Vrindavan stage, where the serving attitude is very, very sweet. Very, very sweet. Because we come in connection with the center so charming and so beautiful, we cannot but feel pleasure within our heart when we get some sort of service. To be utilized by him, to be utilized by this sinner, we shall all have always eagerness, how can I be utilized to fulfill this least satisfaction? He's so great, so high, so fine, so friendly, so friendly, so good thinking for me. We say our hunger for the service will increase in such a way that we shall go to be mad. But madly attitude to serve him. He's so beauty, so attraction, state we shall find there in. In this way, we have to try in our present position that to carry out the orders of the higher plane through scripture and through self-realized soul. And our ambitious life in this world, we may be doctors, research scholars, fame, so many, as one of the big men in this plane, that should be, the idea should be cancelled and dismissed forever. Why we shall try to understand if we are thrown into relativity of this world, we shall think about the transcendent character, Janma Mrityu Jara Vyadhi. It is full of death and treacherous soil. Proposal is something, and in the fact we find other thing. The treacherous soil we are living in, we will be, whenever thirst our consciousness is what, we shall take the opposite, the negative side, the treacherous characteristic of this soil. So our tendency will be earnest for the how that progress to that is ānanda. Svatthi is ānanda. Ānanda is fulfillment. Jit is consciousness, and the existence is permanent. That's one. And there we shall try to find in that standard, that plane, what is Krishna, what is what is Vrindavan, what is Vaikuntha, through faith, not through desire. But I am everywhere and I am nowhere. Everything in me, nothing in me. With this expectation, expectant attitude, we have to connect with him. In a flash he may come, even he can come within this, overflowing this material eye, the material God, he may come down even. But no guarantee there. So we shall not have expectation for that purpose, that we want to see him through this eye, but it is also possible. Dhruva, when he was engaged in meditation, in deep meditation, he found that in the mental plane, the Lord has come. Lord has come in his mental plane meditation, he found. Then he opened his eyes. He found that just in the front, that the murti, that figure is there. It is not a product of this material world. It is just hypnotism, like the in a line of hypnotism. It is coming down, capturing the soul, then the intelligence, mind, and then overflowing. It is coming from the fine ideal position. It is coming, overflow. The eye seeing him, the ear hearing his voice. That fine thing can come by capturing. We are capturing our super existence, conquer the, even this material. He can come here. But these things is not he. With this idea, when he comes to here in this plane of our material senses, also he may come. But it is his sweet will. But it is not here. I can bhuta bhavana. Bhuta bhita nata bhutasto bhuta atma bhuta bhavana. What is his relation with this material world? Material world cannot exist independent of him. Has some connection, some support. He can come at his feet, but he is not always he is compelled to come here. I am everywhere and nowhere. Everything in me, nothing in me. Such peculiar, inconceivable position he has got. So, we have to, generally we are asked to transcend over this world of experience and search for him, all the dissolving our present mentality to totality, and to have the help of the scriptures and the advice of the self-realized soul to search after only through faith. Only through faith, all other means of knowledge, instruments of instrumentality, medium, they fail. They cannot reach that position. Only faith can go. And faith is a noble thing, like love, affection. Affection, love, is a very, not very a tangible thing, but it is a superseding. It throws all other gains and loss in the lower world, affection, divine, sacrifice, divine, faith is divine. Faith in sincerity, I believe someone, and that is not though misdirected, still that is divine, to trust others, a noble thing. So faith is a noble thing, a sincere, the most, there is selflessness to the extreme in faith, in faith. So through faith we can touch, we can come to touch that level, and that should guide us. As so many noble persons, they will be standard like Beckenbauer. So importance of the Vaishnava has been stressed so much in the scripture. The sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha, sadhu sangha. When you begin, sadhu sangha is necessary. In the progress of life, sadhu sangha is necessary. And when you do service to the Supreme, that also guidance of the sadhu sangha. So sadhu, guru is always a happy necessity in our life. Never anything I shall serve alone. This is not the conception in any place or any state. Always with higher association, we have to move there. So, the association that comes to here as audience, also as Guru, our Guru Maharaj says. The one sense they are also coming, the hearers are coming to us as Guru, to engage myself, to push myself to the standard, to take our consciousness to the higher standard. Gradually we shall have to feel that arranged by Him. It is His arrangement, and through this He is extending His gracious temperament to me, that sending so many, that you talk about Krishna and nothing else. Talk about Krishna, engage yourself intensely. They have come to engage yourself intensely in my talk. Kathayantasya Manitam Bodhayanta Parmachita Madhgata Prana Bodhayanta Parasparam Kathayantasya Manitam Tushanti cha namah, Tushanti cha
Ramanti
cha. So different type of higher experiences you will feel. Naham vasami vaikunthi yoginam hidayena cha madbhakta japta gayanti tatta tishthami narada. He says, higher than I am to be trust. Higher, the devotees are singing about me. Talking about me, I am there, Narada. I am not in the abstracting thing, abstract thinking in the heart of a yogi. Neither I am in my Nityanila. Those newcomers are trying, they are flooding, struggling to come to my door, and my attention is drawn too much towards them. That newcomers, new recruits, I love them very much. After long experience in the painful world, they are entering into my domain. I am very eager to welcome them. So, Naham Basami Vaikunthe, where is my permanent seat? Yoginang Hidaye Nacha, and that those that are satisfied with abstract meditation, I do not care to be present there very intensely, but my bhakta jatta gayanti. The new recruit who has come with full surrender to serve me, to die to live here, I am attracted by those groups very much. So, Kirtana, Bhagavad Katha, I talk. In Ramanuja Upadhyaya, we find once the four alwars at one time there was, and in some temple in the darkness of night, anyhow they met and talking together, three paras talking together. Then one of them, in the course of their discourse, told, "Do you find any presence of the fourth person? Do you feel the presence? We are three." But do you feel any fourth person's presence here? Another two, yes, yes. The fourth person is here. That is within our talk. That must be sudden death. The feet is of that type. This much, right? It is gold, holy gold, gold. It's all gold, holy gold. What is it down the Saraswati Goswami Prabhupada ki jai. Vivad Bhaktivedanta Swami Maharaj ki jai. Bhaktivinoda ki jai. Sudhir Goswami Maharaj ki jai. And Puri Maharaj ki jai. Giri Maharaj ki jai. Sagar Maharaj ki jai. Paramadvaita Maharaj, Nadar Maharaj, Pindu ki jai. Bhaktivinoda ki jai. Navadvip Dham ki jai. Chaitanya Saraswati ki jai. Our Govinda Maharaj ki jai, jai, Gaud Hari Bol, Gaud Hari Bol, Chaitanya Saraswati Mat ki jai, jai Gaud Hari Bol.
Judamannu Prabhu achen ekhane?
Judamannu Prabhu.
Samne boshe achen.
Samne, Seva Vikram Prabhu.
He is not a sannyasi, as Guru Maharaj told, the Madan Babu is a Nirupadhi Vaishnava. He does not require any mention. Of his name. As a sannyasi who has got some upadhi, name and a position. This should be honored in that type, otherwise it would be some defect on our part. That nirupadhi person does not want anything by in the form of his position. Without position, serving. Service without position. Hare Krishna, Gaudhari. We are great by our service. Nahum, Vipro, Nasa, Nasa, Pati, Nati, Vashu, Nasuddhu, Nahum, Vatni, Nasa, Kriya, Pati, No, Vanastu, Jatidba, Kintu, Pradyam, Nikuda, Paramananda, Purnam, Tardhi, Gopi Bhattu Padakamalayu Dasu Dasu. Service is all important and not any form. A sannyasi, an ordinary learned man, a research scholar, a jamindar, all these worldly positions has got no value there. But service, service, service of the higher quality, sacrifice, sacrifice. Everybody. A peculiar story we find in Puran. After Rajasuya Yajna, as Krishna told to the Pandava, when the Yajna will be finished, this bell will ring itself, out of itself. Then when the bell will ring, automatically it will satisfy that the Yajna sacrifice whole has been perfectly finished. But whole thing finished, the bell not ringing, then Bhim asked Krishna, you friend, you told that bell would ring, everything finished, the bell is not ringing. Then Krishna told that one thing is still incomplete. What is that? The Vaishnava Seva. Vaishnava Seva has not been done as yet. Vaishnava Seva, so many rishis came, you yourself are here, you are taking food here, and Vaishnava Seva, the service of a proper Vaishnava not yet done, no. Then who is he? Where to get him? It is Krishna suggested. He is in the outskirts, in a small cottage. And of the lower caste. That man is there, he is a real Vaishnava. He does not want anything of kinchan. No form or no upadhi ki vale,